Bruce Lee was a superb athlete and was the most iconic martial arts superstar. However, I do wonder why he has a statue in Kagura. Quite odd.
Whilst Bruce Lee is awesome, I don't understand the significance of this statue in this location. Very random.
I walk past this statue and have absolutely no idea what it is or what it's about. I know who Bruce Lee was, but I don't know what his connection to Kagura is.
The Bruce Lee statue in Kagura, number 5 of 15 things to do in this southern Sydney suburb, after the Oz Sea Sailing School and Jai Tong Thai Massage, according to TripAdvisor. And if TripAdvisor is anything to go by, this 2-metre statue has people scratching their heads. Why is there a Bruce Lee statue in Kagura? This is Seeking Sydney, where we answer the questions you have about this harbour city. I'm Ellen Lee Beter. So I'm going to show my age here, or maybe my movie ignorance, and say that I had no idea who Bruce Lee was when I started this story.
Concentrate on the finger or you will miss all that heavenly glory. Never take your eyes off your opponent, even when you bow.
Well, that kind of blows my mind, to be perfectly honest, because...
This is reporter Nick Healy.
I don't think I'd overstate it to call him one of the most influential martial artists that's ever existed in the world. Like, he really elevated what we know as Hong Kong action cinema. The reason we have the kind of films that have that kind of high kinetic action that you see these days is all thanks to Bruce Lee making it a kind of household name.
Yeah, right. But like, what's so special about these movies? Like, what is so good about them? Are they just, to me, they just seem like another action movie.
That's because they defined what is another action film now. But at the time, no one had seen action like that. We only think of them as another action film because they were there to set the standard.
Okay, so Bruce Lee is awesome and an icon, but that's not the reason why he ended up in Kagura. Kagura City Council weren't like massive Bruce Lee fans or anything. The reason why there's a Bruce Lee statue in Kagura, it's pretty easy to solve. Nick went to the statue and read the plaque.
Here's what it actually says on the base. Presented to the city of Kagura, New South Wales, Australia. Bruce Lee, King of Kung Fu, by the People's Government of Shunde District, Zhangdong, PR China, March 2011.
We also spoke to someone from Kagura Council, now known as Georges River Council.
So I'm Arabella Lee. I'm a community development officer at Georges River Council and I work in cultural services. So the Bruce Lee statue was a gift from the former Kagura City Council's sister city, Shundi, which is a city in Guangdong province in China. And it's quite a large industrial city. We had particular relationship with them that was based on trade and diplomacy and friendship and building cultural understanding. And they gave us this statue.
And Kagura should actually feel pretty chuffed that they got a statue out of all this. Normally with sister cities, you exchange art and cultural artefacts or toothpicks.
When you have a sister city relationship, sometimes you share arts and cultural sort of artefacts, or you might get a tie or some toothpicks, or, you know, you'll give each other tokens. But to actually receive this statue is very significant, and it's a really valuable and important thing, not just for Kagura, but sort of internationally.
What's more useful to a city, toothpicks or a statue of Bruce Lee? Anyway, we didn't give Shundi toothpicks. Arabella couldn't confirm what we gave Shundi in exchange for the statue, but the South China Morning Post reckons we gave a rugby jersey and a boomerang in return.
He just smiled and gave me a Vegemite sandwich. And he said, I come from a land down under.
I wanted to find out more about Shundi and how the relationship with Kagura came about.
Hello.
Can you hear me?
Oh, yes. Who am I speaking to? I got a missing call from you.
After a few dead ends, I managed to track down the former president of the Shundi Association of Australia. Yes, is this Andrew Ooyong?
Yes, me.
It's actually Andrew Ooyong. I really butchered his name there. Shundi is Andrew's hometown. He's lived in Australia for 30 years now, and he was instrumental in creating the relationship between COGRA and Shundi. Bruce Lee is originally from Hong Kong, but moved to America when he was 18. His ancestors came from Shundi, which is why the town has such an affection for the actor. They've got their own Bruce Lee statue, which stands at almost 20 metres tall, and they've also got a theme park. And are you a Bruce Lee fan yourself, Andrew?
Of course, Bruce is from my hometown, my village. He was the one of the very famous figures in our hometown, yes.
But more than Bruce Lee having ancestral roots in Shundi, and more than him being great at martial arts, Bruce Lee's films have timeless messages that to this day still stick with Andrew.
I love all Bruce's movies. Not only just a movie, but also he's a very good personality, and his philosophies, and you know, being good and being strong and responsibility. There's a lot of things about him there. Yeah.
It's something Arabella found as well. After the Bruce Lee statue was installed in COGRA, the council asked some of their Chinese residents what their thoughts were.
He's our Chinese hero, protecting our Chinese culture. I feel proud when I see the Bruce Lee statue. His movies represent achievements against all odds. He was gentle. In spite of his fighting ability, he only ever fought in defence. I'm not sure why his statue's here, but I do like to see his statue. He represents freedom, strength, and the will to have power over the mind and body.
It's not just the Chinese population who appreciate this statue. 5 years on, and the people of COGRA have embraced this very random, quite odd monument.
I sort of take a bit of note about these sort of statues around the joint, and I quite like it. I mean, it fits in well culturally around the area. It's a fairly mixed, diverse place here in COGRA. But, I like it.
I've noticed it before because I go to the church here, but don't really... And then when we came to work here, we read it the other day.
Do you like it, though?
Yeah, sure, why not?
Yeah, it's okay.
Yeah.
It's what Bruce would have wanted. After all, we're all one family.
You still think of yourself Chinese, or do you ever think of yourself as North American?
You know what I want to think of myself? As a human being. Because, I mean, I don't want to sound like, you know, as Confucius say, but under the sky, under the heaven, man, there is but one family. It just so happened, man, that people are different.
If you have a question about Sydney, and please know more about why public transport is crap or why the city is so poorly designed, we all know who to blame for that. There's no mystery there. If you've got a question about Sydney that is challenging, head to 2ser.com and look for the Seeking Sydney question box on the homepage.